Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, General Electric plans to wrap up its Hudson River dredging project this year. I see that there are some opposing views on what should happen with their treatment facility on the Champlain Canal. You have a story to that effect this morning.
Yeah, this 110-acre site where GE has been processing PCBs, dewatering them essentially before they're taken away by rail and buried elsewhere. It's an opportunity. One state report that looks at it says that it could be a food hub where upstate farms could provide produce that could be floated down the canal into the Hudson River and then for distribution statewide and elsewhere. But the study didn't address the problem that the Champlain Canal, the 60-mile waterway that runs from Whitehall near the tip of Lake Champlain, South Bay, all the way to Fort Edward on the Hudson River, is too shallow in parts, and it could not handle the shipping. And that's due to years of undredged buildup, which includes some PCBs in the base of the canal. That is not part, the cleanup of the canal is not part of the massive billion-dollar Hudson River PCB dredging project that GE has been doing for several years. GE's been removing about 500 acres in the 40-mile stretch from Fort Edward along the Hudson River down to Troy, and the canal is not part of that. Now, some people, including the state comptroller and local officials, would like to see that PCB operation stay intact after this year so they could clean up the canal, but that is going to cost a lot of money, an estimated $180 million. That's not part of the GE cleanup. And it really would be necessary before that canal could be used commercially and that it could be a possible food hub in Fort Edward where the PCB cleanup is going on now. So there's a lot of discussion about what's going to happen there, but somebody has to come up with the money.
Well, the next story has to do with, no, not tigers, not lions, but bears.
Well, there's a lot of bears, especially in the Catskills. So the State Department of Environmental Conservation is expanding the hunting season. It's going to have an early hunting season for bears this fall. 1,600 black bears were taken in 2014, and that's up quite a bit, so the number's expected to be even higher this year.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.